Module 1, Lesson 2, More Courtesy Expressions. You will now learn some more courtesy expressions that will be helpful to you in Saudi Arabia because they are commonly used there. 1. Do you remember the word for please, which you learned in the last conversation? It is...
Raja'an.
You will now learn another expression for please.
Arjuk.
Which literally means, I beg of you. Listen.
Arjuk. Arjuk. Arjuk.
Repeat after the speaker.
Arjuk. Arjuk. Arjuk.
So far, you have learned three expressions for please, which are all interchangeable. Do you remember the first one, which literally means, from your generosity? It is...
Min fadlak.
Repeat the three expressions for please after the speaker.
Min fadlak. Raja'an. Arjuk.
2. Now you will learn another expression for sorry. Do you remember the one you learned? It is...
متأسف.
Now listen to the other expression for sorry.
آسف. آسف. آسف.
Repeat after the speaker.
آسف. آسف. آسف.
Let us assume that you bump against a Saudi in the street and you want to apologize to him. What would you say? You should say...
Asif.
Or...
Mit'assif.
3. So far, you know how to say sorry and please. The third important courtesy expression in every language is thank you or thanks. In Arabic, there are three different expressions, all of which mean thanks. The first one is...
Ashkurak.
It literally means, I thank you. Listen carefully.
Ashkurak. Ashkurak. Ashkurak.
Repeat after the speaker.
Ashkurak. Ashkurak. Ashkurak.
The second way of saying thanks is...
Shukran.
First, listen to the speaker.
Shukran. Shukran. Shukran.
Now repeat.
Shukran. Shukran. Shukran.
The third word for thanks is...
Mashkur.
Listen.
Mashkur. Mashkur. Mashkur.
Now repeat.
Mashkur. Mashkur. Mashkur.
Let us assume that I'm a Saudi friend of yours and offered you a cigarette. Use any one of the expressions you have learned, meaning thank you.
Mashkur.
Or?
Shukran.
Or?
Ashkurak.
4. Another important courtesy expression in all languages is the response to thank you. In Arabic, the word...
Memnoon.
Literally means, I am obliged, or I am grateful, and corresponds to our expression, you are welcome. Listen to the expression.
Memnoon. Memnoon. Memnoon.
Now repeat after the speaker.
Memnoon. Memnoon. Memnoon.
Let us assume you did me a favor. Respond to what I'll say to you.
Ashkurak.
You should say.
Memnoon.
5. The Arabic way to say you understand is
Tifhem.
It is not a new word because you have already learned
Afhem,
which means I understand. Now the word
Tifhem
differs from the word
Afhem
only in the first sound. Listen to the two words in contrast.
Afhem, Tifhem. Afhem, Tifhem. Afhem, Tifhem.
Now listen only to the new word.
Tifhem. Tifhem. Tifhem.
Listen again and repeat it.
Tifhem. Tifhem. Tifhem.
Do you remember how to make that into a question? You just change the tone or intonation of your voice. If you want to ask a Saudi if he understands you, you should say,
Tifhem? Tifhem? Tifhem?
Repeat it after the speaker.
Tifhem? Tifhem? Tifhem?
6. In the conversation, you learn to say, I don't understand. Please say it.
Ma afham.
You remember that the first word ma means not. Let's see if you can make some other Arabic sentences in the negative. All you have to do is to begin the sentence with ma. How would you say, I understand Arabic?
Afham Arabi.
Repeat it after the speaker.
Afham Arabi.
And how would you say, I don't understand Arabic?
Ma afham Arabi.
Repeat it after the speaker.
Ma afham Arabi.
Do you remember the question, do you speak Arabic?
تهرج عربي.
Repeat it after the speaker.
تهرج عربي. تهرج عربي.
I speak Arabic would be
أهرج عربي. أهرج عربي. أهرج عربي.
Repeat it.
أهرج عربي. أهرج عربي. أهرج عربي.
How would you say I don't speak Arabic?
ما أهرج عربي.
Now repeat it after the speaker.
ما أهرج عربي. ما أهرج عربي. ما أهرج عربي.